With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana's Historical Society has been asking state lawmakers for help to build a new building for years. In the last legislative session, it narrowly missed getting the okay to issue bonds for construction. Now, a Republican lawmaker is proposing it sell off parts of its collection to pay for a new museum. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
As state lawmakers debate larger budget and infrastructure bills, Billings Representative Dennis Lenz is proposing letting the Historical Society sell art and other objects to generate up to $50 million for construction.
If there are items that have less historical value, less likely to tell the story of Montana, are artists or are historical things that aren't Montanans, to enable the museum by selling those items off to build a new museum.
Montana Historical Society Director Bruce Wittenberg says he appreciates what Lenz is trying to do with House Bill 594, but says it's a bad idea.
You know, it would be a violation of public trust. It would be a violation of every code of conduct and ethic. You know, it would cost us accreditation. It would cost us donations. There'd be so much pain involved.
Governor Steve Bullock has asked lawmakers to approve just over $27 million in bonds to help cover the cost of the proposed Heritage Museum, which comes with a total price tag of about $44 million. But Representative Lenz says the Republican-controlled legislature is generally opposed to bonding, and so would be unlikely to support Bullock's proposal. Wittenberg disagrees with Lenz's assessment of state lawmakers' appetite for bonding. HB 594's first hearing is Thursday morning. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.